Good morning and a good nechavish, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim daf Samaches. We are holding on daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. We are at Tashema on daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis, about 8 lines before the end of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Eileen Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom, as well as by the Goder children for the yahrzeit of their father, of Shlomo Goder, Rav Shraga Shlomo, ben Rav Avram Tzvi, whose yahrzeit is today, the Neshama Shav Naliyah, and is also sponsored by the Gross family. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today is, first of all, we mentioned yesterday the shita of Ravad Barava, that Rabbi Yehoshua holds that when you take it the Ola Sa'of and you treat it like a chatos entirely, like a chatos Sa'of, that you do a lemata, the shame chatos, with maisa chatos, that it actually becomes a chatas. So we proved yesterday from a Mishnah in Kinim that the Mishnah in Kinim doesn't seem to hold that way. And now we're going to bring a Mishnah in Kinim that seems to tell us that all of Maseches Kinim is Rabbi Yehoshua, and that's therefore a problem. So we have this long Mishnah Maseches Kinim that has nothing to do with our discussion at all, other than the fact that Rabbi Yehoshua comes up at the end. And since Rabbi Yehoshua comes up at the end, that proves that the entire Mishnah is Rabbi Yehoshua. So the actual content of the Mishnah is very, very challenging, but it has actually nothing to do with our sugya. My brother texted me yesterday, so when you give the Daf Yomi Shir and you go through that long, complicated Mishnah and Kinim, do people actually understand the Mishnah, or they just know that the Mishnah is supposed to be Rabbi Yehoshua? I said, you're assuming that I actually understand the Mishnah? Okay, it's very charitable of him. But then we're going to have a Mishnah on Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah is going to talk about if Malika was done on a bird in a way that the carbon is possible, which cases would that mean that it's metame besablia, that it becomes a nevela as a result of that malika, and in which cases do we say no, it does not become a nevela as a result of that malika? And then on Amud Beis we're going to have machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan if an oaf becomes a nevela when a czar does malika. Does that make it, if it's a non-kohen who's doing the malika, does that mean that the bird now becomes a nevela? And the Gemara is going to bring three different rayas for Rabbi Yochanan that it's not metame b'beis habliya, that in fact does not become a nevela as a result of a czar doing the malika. So let's begin again. We'll pick up again from V'chi tema hadalok Rabbi Yeshua. Maybe you're going to say that even though you just brought a proof from a Mishnah Maseches Kinim that Ola Sa'of, that's treated exactly like a Chata Sa'of, does not become a Chata Sa'of, maybe you'll tell me, yeah, that's fine, because that Mishnah is going against Rabbi Yehoshua. But Umi Matzah Samarachi, can you really say that about any Mishnah Maseches Kinim, that it's going against Rabbi Yehoshua? Isn't Rabbi Yehoshua the author of Maseches Kinim? Because Tashma, I'll bring you a Raya from another Mishnah Maseches Kinim, that in the end it says, it brings Rabbi Yehoshua, who agrees to all of this, at least this series of Mishnayos, and therefore you cannot take this series of Mishnayos in the third paragraph of Maseches Kinim and say that they're not Rabbi Yehoshua. So here is that long Mishnah. Ha'isha sha'amra harei alai kan im eled zachar. A woman says, as a nedava, I am accepting upon myself to bring a kan of birds, a pair of birds as a karban nedava, if I give birth to a baby boy. She could say, if I give birth to a baby girl, what is just the more common case is she would take a neder if I give birth to a baby boy. So that's a kan nedava. Whenever it's a kan nedava, there's no such thing as a chatos nedava. There's only such a thing as an olas nedava, right? So when she's bringing a kan as a nedava, they both need to be a carbon ola. So she's going to bring a pair of birds as a nedava. They're both going to bring be a carbon ola. Now it happens to be that a yoledes anyway has to bring a pair of birds, but that's for a chova. When a woman becomes yoledes, she has to bring one ola, one chatos, a pair of birds that's one ola, one chatos. So yolda zachar, if she gives birth to the baby boy that she had spoken about, so mevia shtei kinim, she has to bring two sets of birds. Very straightforward. Achas l'nidra, one set of birds to fulfill her neder, two karbonos ola, viachas l'chavasa, and one because she's a yoledes and has a yoledes, she brings brings one bird as an ola, one bird as a chatas. The halacha is when you give birth to either a boy or a girl, there's a certain amount of days of tumah. The days are different for a boy and a girl, and a certain amount of yemei tahara. And when all of those days are over, you bring a kan of torim or bnei yona. You bring a set of birds that's either two torim or two bnei yona, and one of them is an ola, one of them is a chatas. Now, really, if she could afford it, she should bring a kevesli ola and a ben yona or a tor lechatas. Only one bird and one animal. We're talking about a woman who's poor; she can't afford to bring a sheep. So she's bringing two birds, one as an ola, one as a chatas, plus another set of birds to fulfill her nedava, to bring two olos as her nedava. So the sinas of the kohen, hakohen tzarich la'asos, and shalosh lemaila v'yachas lemata. When she gives these four birds to a kohen, the kohen now has to make three of these birds three of these birds on the top part of the Mizbeach, because three of them are Olos, the two Nedava ones are an Ola, and one of the Chova ones is an Ola, and one Lamata, one on the bottom part of the Mizbeach, because one of them is a Chatos. Okay, so far so good, that's the easy part. Very straightforward. Now the Mishnah goes through seven different permutations of where some sort of error happened in the bringing of these karbanos, and it's in ascending order of how many more birds she's going to have to bring to make up for those mistakes. So case number one of a mistake, she's going to have to bring one extra bird. Case number two, two extra birds. Case number three extra birds, right, in that exact order. So case number one, where a mistake happened. Lo asa came. Let's say the Kohen got confused for some reason, and he didn't do three lamaila and one lamata. He got four birds, and he just did two lamaila and two lamata. So he treated two like an ola and two like a chatas. And velo nimlach, and he didn't ask her if that's what he should do. Meaning, he assumed they were both kinechova. He didn't realize that one of these sets was a nedava. He thought she must have been yoledes bezov. So as a zava, she has to bring a pair of birds, one ola, one chatas, and as yoledes, she has to bring a pair of birds, one ola, one chatas. So he assumed she was these were both chova, and therefore he brought two lamaila and two lamata. So what does she need to do? She brings one more bird to bring it as an extra carbon ola to make up for her missing olas nedava, and that's if both birds were both sets of birds were all the same min, that all of it was Torim, all of them were Bnei Yona, so she brings another bird for a Karbanola from the very min that she had brought previously. So she brought four pigeons to the Kohen. He was supposed to know that he's got to do Shlosha Lamaila Achas Lamata. He didn't know that. He did Shtayim Lamaila Shtayim Lamata. So let her bring another pigeon, and then he'll do that one Lamaila, and then everyone will be happy, and all will be solved. That is case number one of a mistake. Okay. But if these two sets of birds that she brought initially were two separate minim, meaning one set of birds was Torim, the other sets of birds were Bnei Yona, and we don't know which one was brought last, so Tavishtayim, now she's going to need to bring two extra birds, one Tor and one Ben Yona, because the Mishnah in the second parak of Kinim says that you're not allowed to bring, you're not allowed to mix two types of birds within the same kan. When you're obligated to bring, or even when you're taking a dove to bring, a pair of birds mean they have to be the same min, they cannot be from Shnei Minim. So that's Shitas Rashi, that even by Nedava that's true, that whether it's a Chiyuv or whether it's a Nedava, if you're bringing a pair of birds, it means that they have to be the same min. So since she brought two separate kinim from two separate minim, the kan that the Kohen was makra first, and he did achas lemaila v'achas lemata, that's the one that counts for her Chiyuv, for being a Yoledes. Whatever Kani brings next is going to be for her Neder, because you always take care of the Chiyuv first, and then you take care of the Neder. So the bird that he brought Lamata in the second set is the puzzle one. So she needs to bring a bird of that min to be brought Lamaila to make up for it. So if the second Khan were Torim, so she needs one more Tor to make up for the missing Ola. If the second Khan were Bnei Yona, so she needs one more Ben Yona to make up for the missing Karban Ola. And since we don't know which one he brought first, which one he brought second, he just, she brought a set of Torim, a set of Bnei Yonah, so whatever he brought first was going to be for the Chova, and that one went just fine. Whatever he brought second was going to be for the Nadava. That's where he messed up, and he brought them Achas L'mayla, the Achas L'mata, so the one L'mata was a mistake, so I need to bring him that same type of bird to bring Achas L'mayla now. The only thing is, I don't know which type of bird it was. Was it a pigeon, or was it a Torah, was it a Ben Yonah? So I need to bring one of each. The woman needs to bring one of each. So that's case number two, where she has two extra birds she has to bring. Now case number three, when she took a neder to bring a kan, Persha Nidra, she identified a type of bird that she's going to bring as her neder, either Torim or Bnei Yonah, but she does not remember which type she had identified. So now, Misafek, she has to bring, to fulfill her neder, she has to bring both types. She's got to bring Torim and Bnei Yonah. So really, initially, even with no mistakes on the part of the Kohen, just by her own mistake, she's going to have to bring three kinim, one for her chova, and two separate kinim for her neder. Two separate kan means a pair of birds. Two pairs of birds for her neder. The chova could be whatever she wants. It could be a Torah or a Ben Yonah. But as far as her neder is concerned, since she doesn't remember whether she committed to bring Torim or she committed to bring Bnei Yonah, she needs to bring both. But she didn't do that. She only brought min echad. She only gave the kohen four birds. And one of those birds in the kan of her neder was pasul anyway, because the Kohen should have made them both in olas, and instead he made one in ola, one in chatas. He made one lamaila, one lamata. So tzrich lavi od shalosh preidin. Now she needs to bring three more preidin, three more birds. One for an ola from the min that she actually brought to replace the pasul bird in that kan that she actually brought, and then another shtei preidos that anyway she would have had to bring just to fulfill her commitment, because we don't know what she had committed to. So mimin echad, and that's all that is when both of the kinim that she gave the kohen were the same min, that they were both tarum or they were both bnei yonah. So she brings one preda for the Karban Ola from the min that she had already given him. If let's say she gave him four Torim, so she brings one extra Tor, and because one of those Torim was problematic, and she brings two Bnei Yonah to make up for the possibility that maybe what she had committed to was to bring two Bnei Yonah. Good, case number four. Umishnei Minim, if the two Kinim that she brought for her Chova and for her Neder were two different Minim, meaning she initially gave the Kohen were two Torim and two Bnei Yonah, but she doesn't know which one was brought first, whether the Torim were brought to fulfill her Chiyuv, which would be fine, and then the Bnei Yonah were brought for her Neder, which would mean that she would have to bring an extra Bnei Yonah because the Kohen messed up on the Neder, plus she would have to bring two Torim to make up just in case that was her Neder, or vice versa. So she doesn't know which happened. She doesn't know, did the Kohen bring the Torim first as her Chova and the Bnei Yonah second, or did he bring the Bnei Yonah first as her Chova and the Torim second? So she knows what she has to do she knows that she has to make up for the Ola that was brought as a Chatas, and she knows that she needs to bring the other Min. So what does she do? Tavi Arba, she brings another two Torim and two Bnei Yonah, and all of them are brought as a Karban Ola. And the reason for that is, we don't know which kan was brought for her neder, so the Torim, whether it was the Torim or the Bnei Yonah, so we don't know what she needs to make up for in terms of what became pasul. Is it a Torah that she needs to bring, or a Ben Yonah? And we also don't know if the Torim were brought for her neder, and misafik she's chayeves another kan of Bnei Yonah to fulfill her neder, or Bnei Yonah were brought for her neder, and misafik she has to bring Torim to fulfill another kan of Torim to fulfill her neder. So the only way she can get out of these sveikos is to bring two other kinim, a kan of Torim and a kan of Bnei Yonah, and she should make a tanai and say as follows: if l'chadchila I became chayiv in Torim as my neder, that what I committed to do is to bring shtei Torim as my neder, and a kan of Torim were in fact brought as my neder, in which case one of them was messed up because one of these Torim was brought lamata when it should should have been brought lemaila. So one tor of these two torim that I'm bringing now should be in place of that, and the other one is just stam nedava. And if my neder was brought from Bnei Yonah, and I really was obligated to bring torim for my neder, so let these shtei torim be my neder, and the shnei Bnei Yonah are going to be lenedava. But if initially what I became chayiv to do was Bnei Yonah as my neder, and my akan of Bnei Yonah was brought as my neder, and one of those Bnei Yonah became pasul, so then one Ben Yonah of these two Bnei Yonah I'm bringing right now should replace that, and the other Ben Yonah will be lenedava. And if the Torah were bought for my nedava, and I really was obligated to bring Bnei Yonah as my nedava, but they brought the Torah as my nedava, then I owe the whole nedava again. So then let the Shnei Bnei Yonah be my neder, and Ben Kach, the two Torim will be as a nedava, because she has to make up for the neder, and that's how she brings four birds. Kava Nidra, case number five now, let's say she was Koveya the Neder to bring together with the Chova, meaning she says, Harei Alai Kan, La Viena Im Hakan, that I'm Mukhiv Luleidasi, that I'm going to bring, I am hereby committing to bring a pair of birds together with the pair of birds that I'm obligated to bring. So she has to bring her Neder and her Chova together. And she said what she's being Noder, but she doesn't know what she said. She said she's either being Noder Torim, or she said she's being Noder Bnei Yonah, but like we said before, but she doesn't know which one she said. So because of that suffix, she has to bring together with the Khan of the Chova another Shtei Kinim from both Minim, a Khan of Torim and a Khan of Bnei Yonah. So now that she's bringing Shtei Kinim from the same Min, she's not Yotzei her Neder, because maybe her Neder was from the other Min. So she has to bring another Khan from the second Min and bring another Ola, b'makom the Ola for Chiyuv, in order to have this Khan of the Nedava go together with the Ola of her Chova. So but even that's not enough, because one of the Olos of the Khan that was brought as her Nedar became possible because the Kohen did Achas Lamata like a din of Achatas, when really the whole Neder has to be lemaila, has to be shtayim lemaila. So maybe the Khan that she was mischayiv as her neder, he had done achas lemata, so she can't just bring that one bird, because on the entire Khan, she has to bring the entire Khan with the olas chova all together. So she needs to bring this entire Khan, and not only the one that became pasul, and it's got dafka got to come together with the chova. So tzricha shetavi od chamesh preidin lemaila. She needs five more birds to all bring lemaila, one from the min of her chova, and another shnei torim and shnei bnei yonah for her neder, and that way she'll be yotzei all of the sveikos that she to have fulfilled her neder and her chova. But that's only if she initially gave the kohen mimin echad. If what she initially gave the kohen were four birds that were all the same min. So, for example, she brought both for the kan of the chova and the kan of the neder torim. She handed the kohen four torim, and one of those torim from the kan of the neder became pasul, because instead of bringing both of them lemaila like he was supposed to, the kohen brought one of them lemata. So she cannot just bring another tor in its place. She has to bring an entire kan, and to bring a tor for the olas chova the almanas that they come together, and then she has to bring a kan of bnei yonah for the suffix that maybe that was her neder. Maybe she had committed to bring a Bnei Yonah as her neder, and she's got to bring all of them together, almanas, that the Torah and the Bnei Yonah will go together with the Chova. So, sach hakol, she's bringing five separate birds. Good, that is case number five. Case number six, umishnei minim, if the two sets of birds that she gave to fulfill her chova and her neder initially were one set of torim and one set of bnei yonah, and we don't know which one was brought as her chiyuv initially and which one was brought as her neder, so tavishesh, now she's going to need six more birds. three Torim and three Bnei Yonah, because since she has to bring the two Kinim that are Baal the Nidra together with the Olas Chova, so she has to bring that Ola from the very same Min as the Chatos of her Chova. But she doesn't know which one was brought as the Chatos of her Chova. She doesn't know which one was brought L'Shem Chovasa. So she doesn't know which one to do. So therefore, she has to bring together with the Shtei Kinim that comes for her Neder, she needs Shtei Torim and Shnei Bnei Yonah, she has Shtei Torim and Shnei Bnei Yonah to fulfill her neder. She has to bring another Tor and another Ben Yonah for the Safek Chova that's got to go along together with the neder. Good. In case number 7, final case, Nisanasan Lekoin Veniodas Manasna. If this woman who took the neder of a kan, and she said at the time that she took the neder that she's going to bring a kan if she has a baby boy, she said exactly what type of bird she's going to bring, but she does not remember what type of bird she said she was going to bring, and then she gave these birds to a Kohen, but she doesn't know Manasna, she doesn't know if what she had given was Torim or Bnei Yonah, or one kind of Torim and one kind of Bnei Yonah. She has no recollection whether she gave the Kohen four Torim, or whether she gave him four Bnei Yonah, or whether she gave him two Torim and two Bnei Yonah. She knows it wasn't three and one, because that would be ridiculous, but she doesn't know what combination. And the Kohen went and he brought these kinim and he has no idea what he did with them. If he did them all the maila, meaning that they're all olos, or he did them all the mata, that they're all chataos, or he did half the maila, half the mata. So because of the suffix, it could be she was not even yotzei her chiyuv, meaning in the previous cases, he brought two the maila, two the mata. So at least you know the chiyuv was fulfilled, because the chiyuv is achas maila v'achas mata. He might have done all of these lamaila or all of these lamata, so she may not even have been yotzer chiyuv. He might have done all of them as a chatas, and there's no ola in the mix, or he did them all as an ola, and there was no chatas in the mix. So tzricha arba preidin l'nidra. She's going to need to bring four birds to fulfill the neder, because again, she doesn't remember was she know their torim or was she know their bnei yonah. So she needs to bring two torim and two bnei yonah to fulfill the neder v'shtayim l'chavasa, and she's going to have to bring two other birds to fulfill her chiyuv, a Torah and a Ben Yonah, because maybe in the Kan Chova there was a Chatos that was kosher, and she now has to bring the Olas Chova from the same min of the Chatos that was kosher. But she doesn't know what min that was. So she's going to have to bring one Torah and one Ben Yonah, and also the Chatas Achas. So she's going to have to bring one more Chatas from whichever min, because maybe it was all done the Maila, and there was no Chatas that was brought at all. So the fact that she could bring whatever min she wants, and we don't say that maybe the Olas Chova was the second min, and therefore she has to bring that second min for the Chatas, because the min of the Kan is Nikva by the Chatas and not by the Ola. So since the Chatas became Pasul, she could bring whichever one she wants as the Chatas, and that will be Koveya, that the corresponding bird of the same min that was brought Lemaila is the Ola for that set. And that's how you end up with seven birds. But the Mishnah says there's another Shita. Benazai Omer Shtei Chatos. In this last case, Benazai says, no, it's eight birds. Because not only does she need to bring all the birds we mentioned, she has to bring a second Chatas, because she has to bring a Tor and Ben Yonah as a Chatas. Because he holds that the min of the Chova is not Nikva based on the Chatas, it's Nikva based on whichever you bring first. And the Kohen might have brought the Ola first, and therefore the Chatas has to match whatever the Kohen brought. He's got no idea what the Kohen brought, so that's why he's going to have to bring two. Good, so now the Mishnah concludes the grand finale of the Mishnah, which is the reason we brought the whole Mishnah. Amr Rabbi Yeshua, Zeu Sha'amru, Kshu Chai Kolo Echad, Kshu Meis Kolo Shiva. Rabbi Yeshua says that just like you have this one little neder that she took, you know, nedarim are complicated, this one little neder that she took that was mechayev to bring all of these birds and all of these confusing cases, so too we have a similar idea that if you have one little animal that you bring as a korban, it could, when it's alive, it only makes one noise, and when an animal dies, all of a sudden it makes a whole bunch of noises, because different parts of the animal could be used used to make musical instruments. That was his observation, having nothing to do with even with the Mishnah that was parenthetical, right? But that was his observation, that it has seven kolos when it's dead. And the Mishnah in Kinim goes on to explain, the Gemara doesn't quote it, that what does that mean, that it has seven voices when it's dead? Well, the two krunos of the animal, two horns of the animal, will make shtei chatzosros. The two thighs of the animal will make shnei chalilin. The skin of the animal could be used as a drum. The intestines of the animal will be used as harp strings. You know, when you make a harp. So that's seven different musical instruments that come from one ayil after the ayil dies. Shtei chatzosros, shtei chalilin, matofa, and nevel v'kinar. So it's seven different instruments. The last one is string instruments. So the Mishnah means to say that it's an unbelievable thing. When an ayil dies, its voice becomes amplified sevenfold. So to over here, that which she thought was an innocent thing, that she's going to take a nether and she'll have to bring a total of four birds. In addition to those four, she may have to bring as many as eight more birds for that one nether. That's Rabbi Yeshua's observation. So since this Mishnah seems to be agreed upon by Rabbi Yeshua, so you cannot say, like we initially thought, that the Mishnayos and Maseches Kinim are just going against Rabbi Yeshua. And therefore, when Rav Adin Bar Rava says that Rabbi Yeshua holds, if you treat an Ola like an Ola Sa'of, like a Chata Sa'of, Rabbi Yeshua holds, it just becomes a Chata Sa'of, and there's a Mishnah and Kinim against that, that's problematic. You can't just say there's a Mishnah and Kinim against that, because Rabbi Yeshua is the Mishnah and Kinim. So says the Gemara, you're right. Eimer dam Rabbi Yeshua la fuke mi de mi ila lemesek le lechova mi amar. You're right. Rav Adin Bar Rava misunderstood Rabbi Yeshua's shita. Rabbi Yeshua's shita is not that when you take an olas ha'of and treat it like a chatas ha'of, that it becomes a chatas ha'of. No. It only becomes like a chatas ha'of in that it's not subject to mi ila like a chatas ha'of. But as far as what it actually becomes, it does not become a chatas ha'of, as we in fact proved from the Mishnah Maseches Kinim. Period. That's the end of that discussion. Okay, so now the new Mishnah. New Mishnah is going to talk about things that could be done improperly with the Malika, and when do we assume that an improper Malika is going to turn the oaf into a nevela? That's metame bebe sablia, that if you swallow it, you become tame and your clothing becomes tame. And when do we assume that the improperly done Malika is not going to make the animal into a nevela? It will not have the status of a nevela of tahar. A behema or a chaya, whether it's tahar or whether it's tame, that drops dead without was shechted improperly, the nevel is metame, and it's one of the avos hatumah, but it's metame b'mago u'memasa. If you touch a kazayis of a nevela, or you carry a kazayis of the nevela, you become tame, with as rishon l'tumah until that evening. You go to the mikveh that evening, you go to the mikveh, and then by that evening, you have harav shemesh, and you become tahar. The tumas masa is more strong than tumas maga in that when you touch a nevela, you become tame, whereas if you carry a nevela, even the begadim that you're wearing become tame. That's by behema, that's by chaya. Nevelas of has its own category, its own dinim. By nevelas of, whether it's an of tahar or whether it's an of tame, it's different than a behema and a chaya. It's not metame b'maga, it's not metame b'masa. Dead bird on the street, you walk over, you touch it, nothing happens to you. It's a new type of tumma called for nevelas of tar, that's metame bebe sablia. That's metame bebe sablia. That is which is as chomor as tumas masa, and that means that if you eat a kazayis of that nevelas of tar, you become tame, and the begadim that you're wearing become tame, and any kalim that you're touching become tame at the time that it's going down your bebe sablia, that you are swallowing it. That's only by a nevelas of tahar. Nevelas of tame doesn't have that same din. So here you have kosher birds, because obviously they're doing malika on it in the Beis Hamikdash, so obviously they're kosher birds. So if it's becoming a nevela, it's going to have this unique status that when I swallow it, I become tame, my clothing becomes tame, everything I'm touching becomes tame. If it's a nevela, if it's not a nevela, nothing. Then there's no tuma at all. So what makes it a nevela? What makes it not a nevela? Kolapsul and Shemalku, anybody who's possible to do avoda in the Beis Hamikdash that does malika on a on a bird in the Beis Hamikdash, Malikasan Psula, the Malika is Pasul, Veinu Matam Beis Abliya. But even though the Malika is Pasul, it's not an Avela, because since the Malika at least accomplishes enough that if the carbon were to be brought on the Mizbeach, we would leave it there. We would not pull it down off of the Mizbeach. So you see that Malika is called a Malika. Meaning the halacha is, if you do a Shechita on a bird, then it's not an Avela. If you do a Malika on a bird, it's not an Avela. What this Mishnah is trying to parse out is, how bad does the Malika have to be for it not to even be called a Malika? How bad does the Malika have to be for it to be considered like you just bopped the bird over the head and killed it that way, in which case it becomes an Avela? So if it was done by a person who's puzzled to do the avoda, it's still called a malika. It's not a good malika, but it's still called a malika, and therefore the bird is not an avela. Malak bismal, let's say you did the malika with your left hand, you're really supposed to do it with your right hand. Oh, but Lilo, you did the Malika at night, even though you're not allowed to do Avodas at night. It's got to be done during the day. Shachat chulin b'fnim. You take a chulin bird and you shecht it in the Azara, which you're not allowed to eat, for kachim and b'chutz, or you take a kachim bird and you shecht the kachim bird outside of the Azara, because that's also no good. The halach is a kachim bird needs Malika, not Shechita. So, einon mitamos beis ablia. Still, the bird is not a nevela. The malika with your left hand, malika done at night, is not mitam beis ablia, because the din is imalu lo yerdu, meaning if it were to be brought on the mizbeach, we would leave it on the mizbeach. Shechita schulin b'fnim, kachim b'chutz is not metame. We'll see why later. That's in tomorrow's daf. We're going to see why that's the case. But that's also not metame. It's not going to be a nevela. Good.
Wait,
next.
I'm just saying about it, my dad. I'll call you back in 5 minutes.
Oh, okay, someone's not on mute. Okay. So malak b'sakin. If a person does malika sa'of with Jeremy, I think. Jeremy, if you could mute yourself, there you go. Malak b'sakin, if a person does malika with a knife, he didn't do properly to do b'tziporen, or malak, meaning, why is it a malika then if he used a knife? Because he did it from the back of the neck, not the front of the neck. Malak chulin b'fnim, or he did the malika sa'of of chulin in the azara, but it was a chulin bird in the azara, v'kachim b'chutz, or he did a malika, not a shechita, but a malika of kachim outside of the azara, so then it's not a malika at a torin shaloi giyazmanan, or if he brought for his karban a baby tar that was not yet old enough to be brought as a karban, b'nei yona shavar zmanan, or b'nei yona that are too old to be brought as a karban, sheyav shagapa, or he brought a bird that has a paralyzed wing, shenismes eina, that has a blinded eye, shniktar ragla, that's missing a leg, metam beis ablia. In all of those cases, then the bird is a nevela, and it's metame bebeis ablia. Zakal. Kol shepsula b'kodesh eina metame beis ablia, lo yepsula b'kodesh metame beis ablia. The basic rule is, any bird that's pasul, that the psul happened b'kodesh, that really it should have been kosher, but the way you did it, the way you did the avoda, is what made a pasul, then it's not going to be a nevela. But if it was not psula b'kodesh, meaning it was not, the psul was not based on how you did the avoda, it was an inherent psul, then it's metame beis ablia. So a bird that you did the malika with your left hand, or you did it at night, where the bird was a kosher bird, you just did it wrong. You did it with the left hand, you did it at night. That's not metame beis ablia, because the malika still accomplishes something. If it were to go on the mizbeach, you would leave it there. Whereas if the type of bird you used was a bird that you weren't allowed to use, you used a tar that was too young, or ben yona that was too old, or it was missing a limb or something like that, the whole bird was not something that you were allowed to use. So then it's going to be in the veil, it's going to be metame. Now, aside from the ones that are listed in the Mishnah, aside from the birds that are covered by that rule, the Mishnah also mentioned chulin that's shechted inside and kachim that's shechted outside, not being metame beis ablia. That's not included in the psula b'kodesh rule, because if those were brought on the mizbeach, it would be yored. But that's a special limud the Gemara is going to have in tomorrow's daf as to why those are not metame beis ablia. So that rule catches most of the cases in the Mishnah. It doesn't actually catch every case in the Mishnah. Mishnah. Okay, Amar Rav, Smol v'layla ein mitam beis abliya. Rav says if we said in the Mishnah that if you do the malika with your left hand or you do it at night, then the bird is not going to be a nevela because the malika does count as a malika. Zor v'sakin mitam beis abliya. Someone who's not a kohen does the malika, or you use a knife to do the malika, then it will become a nevela. The malika does not count at all. If it were brought on the mizbeach, you'd have to take it down from the mizbeach. So the Mishnah had spoken about the case of sakin. What Rav is really introducing to us is the case of zar. That zar has the same din as sakin. So maishna small di isleach sheira via makipurim. Well, wait a second. Why is malika with the small? Why is that considered a malika? And if it went up on the mizbeach, it wouldn't come down. It must be because di isleach sheira. There's a way to to possibly the avodah b'smol hechsher b'yom kippurim. There's a, even though normally it's possible b'smol on Yom Kippur, it could be kosher because when the kohen goes into the kodesh hakodashim to be makter the ketores, he has to be carrying the machta with his right hand and the kaf with his left hand. So you see that there's such a thing called an avodah that's done with the left hand, and since there is such a thing as an avodah done with the left hand, that's why malika b'smol counts as a malika, because you see that avodah is not always 100% with the right hand. Laila, and why is it that Laila is considered so why is Malika's Laila any different than that? And if the oaf is brought on the Mizbeach, lo yered, it's because Islay hechsher be'evarim darim, because Laila sometimes is also okay in the Beis HaMikdash, namely for burning the evarim darim of a karban. So the reason why Malika small counts as a Malika is because there's such a thing as avodah small. The reason why Malika's Laila counts as Malika is because there's such a thing as avodah Laila in the Beis HaMikdash in some context. Well, Zarnami Isleach Sheira B'Shechita. How come then when a Zar does the Malika, you're going to tell me that the whole thing is no good? There's such a thing as a Zar doing avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. The Shechita, Shechita's Ksheira B'Zar. Says Gemara, you're right, Shechita's Ksheira B'Zar, but Shechita lav avodah hi. Shechita is not considered an avodah, and therefore we do not find that avodah is Ksheira B'Zar. So the Gemara explains that Shechita is not an avodah, and therefore you cannot learn from it to Malika. Says Gemara, v'lo, is it really not called an avodah? V'amar Rabbi Zeira, Shechita's para b'zar psula. If a zar does the Shechita of the para adum, it's pasul. Umachvi Rav Allah el azar. And Rav showed that the reason for it is because in the parsha of para adum, it says, unesatim osa el azar hakoin and chuka. And it says in the parsha chuka, it says, v'zos chuka asher tziva Hashem lemar. About para aduma, and whenever it says chuka, it's telling me that din is ma'akev. So a kohen has to be the one that shechts the para. So if you can say that shechita is not an avoda, then how come a zara is not allowed to do it? So you see that shechita is an avoda, and therefore there's a psul of zaros by the shechita of the para aduma. So it just happens to be that the Torah allows a non kohen to do the avoda by other karbanos. But you see from here that l'chora malika should be kosher by a zar because there's such a thing as a zar doing avoda. Says no. Shiny par to kachay b'dekabayasi. Par adum is different. That it requires dafka shechitas kohen. Even though shechita is not an avoda, is because kachay b'dekabayas doesn't have kedushas aguf from mizbeach. So you cannot learn from the halacha of par aduma what the halacha ought to be by actual karbanos. So says Gemara, yeah, but v'lo kol d'chenu. Wouldn't that be a kal v'chomer that kachay b'dekabayas bo kuhuna kachay mizbeach mibayi? That if even kachay b'dekabayas, which is on the lower level of Kedusha, you require a Kohen. Paradum is on a lower level of Kedusha. Kachem Mizbeach, which is on a higher level of Kedusha, all the more so. Some Rav Shish, Rav Ravid, Midid Ahava, Amaros Negaim. It's like looking at Negaim to determine the Tumor Tara status of a Negat Saras. The Lava Vodahi, Rubaya Kuhuna. Not everything that demands Kuhuna is necessarily an Avoda. So it could be Shchitas Paradum is not an Avoda, but it demands Kuhuna, just like Maros Negaim is not an avoda and it demands kuhuna. So says Gemara, why don't we say that a zar is allowed to do the malika, not allowed, but that the malika would be kosher, at least in so far as imala lo teirid, and that it's not going to be matayim beis ablia, mneilif mi bama. Why don't we learn from malika's oaf that are brought on a bama, which is kosher bizar? Says Gemara, bama mi bama lo yalif. We don't learn karbanos that are brought in the beis hamikdash from a bama, because the kedusha of a bama is not really considered kedusha. It doesn't even register as kedusha when compared to the kedushas beis hamikdash. Velov atanya minayin liyotzei shemala lo yerid shari yotzei kasher babama. Well, we said, how do I know that if something is yotzei, the emurim of the karbanos leave the azara, that if it were then brought on the mizbeach, you leave them there, because after all, it's kosher on a bama. So you see, you do learn from a bama. So Tana zos Torah sa'olah samachle. The Tana of the Brisa is relying on zos Torah sa'olah. The Torah comes to be marbe and to give Torah achas for anything that's olah on the mizbeach, even things that are puzzle that they're not yored. And zos is being mema'it that din is not true by everything, and therefore we could be mechalik that anything that became puzzle after the shechita of the malika, like a psul yotzei, which happened after the shechita of the malika, or it became puzzle by the shechita during the shechita of the malika itself, but it has some sort of other heter somewhere else, like smala laila. So then imala lo yardu. The bama comment was just an asmachta, and a malika of a zar that's possible happened before it was niskadish as a karban, and there is no heter b'makom acher, and therefore the halacha is it gets brought down from the zbeach and it's metame bebeis habliya. So all of that was the presentation of Rav's opinion. Be'ezrat tomorrow we'll begin with the presentation of Rabbi Yochanan's opinion and the three rayas to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Everyone have a wonderful day, a good chedesh, and a good Shabbos.